T, do you realize what month it is?
I don't know. One of the cold ones?
No, not just one of the cold ones. It's February. You know what that means?
Yeah, it means his milk is 3 weeks old.
Forget about the milk for a second. We promised Sam and Dana we'd take him on a ski trip next weekend.
Oh, it's that February?
Bonehead, did you save any money for it at all?
Well, let's see, including what I got my checking account, college fund, and savings, and wallets, $2, and a coupon for a corn dog. Listen, man, don't sweat it. We promised Sam and Dana that trip months ago. If we forgot about it, maybe they forgot about it, too.
Snow Mountain Inn, here we come.
Look, guys, the ski shop at the mall was having a sale, so we got everything we need for our trip next week. Are you guys as excited as we are?
We're just dripping with excitement.
Yes, dripping.
Look, we are totally outfitted snow buddies.
Sam.
Sorry, snow women.
Ooh, but honey, aren't you going to be a little cold on the slopes in this? I mean,
put your tongue back in your mouth, JT. It's not mine. It's a present. We got this for our friend Becky. She's having a bridal shower this weekend.
Come on, Sam. Let's go try on all of our new stuff.
Great idea. I can't wait to go skiing.
Mm-hmm. Well, neither can we. We are excited. We are just pumped. We are screwed.
Don't sweat it, man. We only need $400 a piece. There's got to be a job in here somewhere where we can make some quick money. Like this.
Look, I hate to burst your bubble, but I'm pretty sure you need more formal training to become a neurosurgeon.
Not that. This. Look. Club Booty proudly announces its annual male stripper contest. First prize, $1,000. That's it. That's it. That's how we're going to get the money.
So you're saying we should rob Club Booty?
No, I'm saying we should become male strippers.
Oh, I think we have a better shot of becoming neurosurgeons.
Sorry. I usually don't scream at close personal friends of God. Please, come in.
I'd love to.
Gosh, I'm really sorry we missed church on Sunday, but if it does help, we did catch Touch by an Angel.
No, me too. That Roma Downey is a fox. But I'm not here to discuss TV.
Oh, well, please, then. Come on in. Sit down.
Oh, thanks, but I'm only going to stay a minute. Carol, I've noticed over the years that you and Frank have one of the most stable, loving relationships in our congregation.
You're kidding. I mean, thank you.
And because of that, I think you two would make great role models for some of the young couples at our church who are planning to get married.
What can we do to help?
Well, I'd like to bring three couples over Monday night. Let them learn from you and Frank what it takes to keep a marriage together in today's world.
Well, Frank and I'd be thrilled. We'll see you Monday night.
Great. You know, if this works out, we have a young parents mentoring program we'd like you to help us with, because you've raised some wonderful, wonderful children.
Well, thank you again. Neighbor kids.
Look, they're gonna laugh at us.
What makes you say that?
I've seen you naked.
Lighten up, Rich. We're in Port Washington. How tough can the competition be?
Okay, that's it. Let's get out of here. Compared to this herd of beefcake, we are total losers.
No, we're not. We're just different. Just think of us as the other white meat.
All right, gentlemen, listen up.
Hey, you two. Are you the plumbers I called for the backed up toilet?
Wait. We're not plumbers. We're male strippers, okay? We're eye candy, boy toys. Every woman's fantasy.
But in case you don't see us like that, how much is that fixing the toilet pay?
Forget the toilet, okay? Are you going to let us try out for this contest, or do we have to go over your head?
Okay, all right. You want to try out for the contest? Fine, be my guest. Gentlemen, strike the pose and lose the clothes.
Yes! Let me help you get this.
Yeah, I can do it myself.
All right, mate, listen up. This is the results. Number one, you're in. Number two, goodbye. Number three and four, you're good. Number five, go back to the farm. Number six, you're in. Number seven and eight. Number seven and eight, this is a strip show, not a sideshow. Get lost.
Wait, what are you, blind? We're pros, we're practically legends in this business. Have you ever heard of a little town called Vegas?
Yeah.
So have we. Can we be in the contest?
Hit the road, you morons.
Well, hold on, boss.
What?
Why not put them in? They'll be good for a couple of laughs, and besides, when they're on, it'll give the chicks a chance to go to the can.
All right, Beavis and Butthead, you're in.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi, Speedy.
Oh, boy, do I have great news.
Me too, but you go first.
Okay. You know Vinny Grogan, my concrete guy?
Uh-huh.
Well, he just got a new 60-inch TV, and he invited a bunch of us guys over to his place to watch the Bucks-Bulls game next Monday. Isn't that great?
Absolutely. That's terrific. But you can't go.
Why can't I go?
Because Monday night, Reverend Fielder is bringing some engaged couples over here so we can talk to them about how to have a happy marriage.
Well, take my word for it, honey. If I don't get to see this game, we're not going to have a whole lot to talk about.
But this thing is already set.
Yes, without asking me first. Honey, I've been looking forward to this game. Look, I got all stocked up for it. I got my double cheese nachos. I got my imported beer, and I got my purple Go Bucks big finger. Go Bucks, go Bucks, go Bucks.
You know, I'm tempted to tell you what to do with that finger. It's just a game. I think you could give up one night of basketball to help do God's work.
Take it from me, God is going to be watching that game with the rest of us guys. And I happen to know he's a Bucks fan.
Frank, the class will be here on Monday. I promised the Reverend we would help him, and I am not going to break our promise.
Well, fine, then you do whatever you want to do. I am going to be watching the game on a 60-inch set.
No, you're not. You are going to be here, and you're going to be nice, and you're going to smile. You're going to show those couples what a happy marriage is like if it kills us both.
Well, then we'll see about that, won't we? You got me so upset I forgot my finger. All right, come on. Give me the finger.
Yeah, feel the burn, baby. Get into it. Yes. All right, baby. We're going to do that belt thing on three, okay? It's going to drive the chicks wild. On three, okay?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
There's got to be an easier way to make some money. You're not going to win that stupid contest.
Oh, yes, we are, because our secret weapon has just arrived.
Our secret weapon?
Yep. Behind this door is the world's greatest living male stripper.
Hi.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Relax, that's Moose. He works for my dad.
As a male stripper?
No, as a construction guy, but he used to be a male stripper, right, Moose?
Well, I hate to brag, but 20 years ago when I played Vegas, I had more money in my G-string than all the crap tables in town. You guys ready to get down with your bad selves?
Absolutely, Moose. We're putting ourselves totally in your hands.
Well, that's good, because I got more moves than United Van Lines. Hit the music and do what I do.
Oh, no, that's just stupid. Come on, there's no way I'm doing that.
What did you say?
I said your poetry in motion, sir.
That's what I thought you said. Now you shake your beard, then, or I'll shake it for you.
Now put some Elvis in your pelvis, some Jagger in your swagger, and put some Hootie in your Belvis.
Easy there, big guy.
Now it's time to flash the grin and show some skin.
To you, the Reverend is stalling with bad jokes. So will you just get back in there?
Well, start with me, Carol. I'm supposed to be watching this game on a 60-inch set, and now I'm trying to pick it up on an Etch-a-Sketch.
I don't care. This is the third time you've ducked out of there in 10 minutes. The Reverend and those couples think you have some kind of terrible bladder infection.
Well, hey, that's great. Then I'll stay in here and watch the game. You tell them I'm down at the drugstore getting some adult diapers.
If you don't get back in there the next time we make love, you'll be old enough to need adult diapers. Well, we're back.
You know, Frank, I had a little bladder problem myself last year. May I suggest two things? Prayer and cranberry juice.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, let's continue. You three couples are about to embark on wedded bliss yourselves. I'm sure you have many questions for this happily married couple. Gordon, why don't you get the ball rolling?
Okay. Donna and I love each other very much, but we have this problem. I'm kind of a quiet guy, but she always wants me to share my feelings. I'll be honest with you. I don't have that many feelings.
Well, you get used to that tell me your feelings thing, Gordon. That goes on forever.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. But you want me to tell you what's really going to bend your crank? It's when your wife keeps volunteering you for things without having the courtesy to ask you first.
Well, I'd never do that.
Of course you wouldn't. Get back to me after the honeymoon, Gordo.
Well, that's just Frank's sense of humor. Which, by the way, you ladies are going to need, because sometimes your husbands will act a tad, shall we say, immature. Right, honey?
That's right. You guys act immature because your wives act more like your mommies and won't let you watch the game you bought the special nachos for.
You know, folks, in Corinthians...
I think what Frank is trying to say...
Oh, did I fail to mention that sometimes they not only volunteer you for things, but they speak for you as well?
That's because a lot of times when husbands talk, what comes out is really, really stupid.
Let me tell you about stupid.
I'll tell you,
yes, stupid. Well, I think that just about covers communication and honesty. What do you say we move on to respect?
Oh, there's foreign
like
soil for
respect.
You. She doesn't know
I'd like a little respect.
Man, this is so cool. 300 chicks who have paid to see me naked. Is this a great country or what?
I'm going to go through with this. I'm afraid when I get out there, I'm going to wet my pants.
Not a problem, Rich, because in 2 minutes, you won't be wearing any pants.
That doesn't help at all.
Shower was going to end up at a sleazy meat market like this, I never would have come.
Really?
I would have stopped at the bank for more singles.
Yeah, Dana, lighten up.
I mean, this is Becky's last chance to have a kick-butt girls' night out.
when she gets married. Gee, I only have a 20. I hope the dancers carry change.
If they do, I hate to think where they might be hiding it.
Cowboys, huh, ladies? Now we got a couple of local boys. Now, these are pure amateurs who I swear have never been in a strip contest before, and I guarantee after tonight they'll never be in another one.
You guys get out there and just shake your booty.
Oh, boy.
Make Mama proud. Get them.
All right, ladies, give it up for...
Is it what it looks like?
Really, Rich? It looks to me like you're about to get naked for a bunch of howling, horny women.
Okay, so it is what it looks like.
But honestly, we were doing this for you. Listen, I'm trying to get money for this ski trip. Excuse us. We didn't want to disappoint you.
So you're willing to totally embarrass and degrade yourselves in public for us?
Yeah.
This ski trip's off. We might as well just quit.
No! Keep getting it. Ladies, we're going to try something a little different. Do you like these guys?
No!
Do you want to see them take their clothes off?
No!
Are you willing to pay them to keep their clothes on?
Yeah!
Ticks me off. It's when you hog the covers and I freeze my butt all night.
I need the covers to pull over my head to drown out the sound of your snoring.
I do not snore.
Yes, you do, and that's the nicest sound you make in bed.
Well, if you wouldn't put cheese on everything you cook, then I wouldn't have
Hey, pal, we live in the cheese state. Get used to it.
Yeah, well, then you get used to it. Well, I think this would be a good stopping place. Maybe we could have some refreshments. I know I'd kill for a beer.
You know what? Before we break, there's something I'd like to say. Donna, I love you, but I'm not sure we should get married anymore. I mean, with all due respect, if Frank and Carol are the happiest couple in Port Washington, I'd hate to see the ones who don't get along.
Hey, come on, that's ridiculous. Gordo, you got the whole wrong idea here. I mean, you might have caught us on a bad day, yeah, but Carol and I, we love each other.
Well, you sure have a weird way of showing it.
Well, maybe we do, you know, but for every bad day, we have 100 days where we're really, really happy.
Well, more like 80, 85, but the point here, guys, is it doesn't matter how happily married you are, there's bound to be days when you just don't get along.
Yeah, I can guarantee it. You're going to get angry and you're going to fight with each other. But that's when your love means the most, because that's what carries you through the bad times.
Jen, listen, I want you guys to know that Mary and Carol was the best thing that ever happened to me. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. And listen, honey, I'm sorry about the fight. I made a mountain out of a molehill, and I can watch a game of Vinny's any day.
Oh, it wasn't just your fault, Frank. I mean, I shouldn't have volunteered you for this without check.
No, no, but I am sorry, okay?
Oh, me too. I'm sorry,
well, yeah, but I'm more sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I can be twice as sorry as you.
More sorry than you.
Hey, by the way, making up is a really cool part of marriage.